NPR's Pentagon correspondent Eric Westervelt is also in the studio with us. Eric, what are you hearing from the Pentagon at this point in the morning?
Well, some sources I've talked to, no one expects that this arrest, although they're elated by the news, will suddenly stop the resistance against U.S. forces. Let's remember that nearly 200 U.S. soldiers have been killed since May 1st when the end of major combat operations were declared. And just today, 17 Iraqis were killed in a car bombing. So actually, in the short term, sources I've talked to believe that there could be an increase in attacks on U.S. forces and Iraqis, but they're hoping this would be a kind of a last gasp, at least of the Saddam loyalists and some of the Fedayeen, kind of using their last bit of money, technology, and munitions to strike out at U.S. forces and members of the U.S.-backed Iraqi Governing Council. But they don't think over the long term that this will lead to a reduction in the attacks and the resistance. At least that's what they're hoping.
Mm. Are you hearing anything about as the same question that I asked to Mr. Tompkins of the idea of a reconfiguration of American forces now that Saddam Hussein has been captured?
No, it's a great morale boost for the soldiers there. They've been over there a long time and they're greeting this news by lighting cigars and cheering. But in terms of actually changing their mission, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, the commander of U.S. ground forces, said today, you know, our mission continues, and that is to continue to try to capture or kill, you know, enemies of the coalition. So I don't see in the short term, you know, any immediate change, although, as Lauren Thompson points out, you know, over the next 6 months, as we switch out nearly 130,000 troops and switch in nearly that many, there could be a change in the makeup of those troops. Maybe they'll reduce some of them. It'll be interesting to see if tactically, strategically, they make any adjustments given this the capture of Saddam.
Is it your impression that the capture of Saddam Hussein was actually a priority at this point for American forces?
It was a huge priority, largely because of the symbolic value and the idea that he and some of his former henchmen were potentially controlling the resistance that, as we know, had increased over the summer and into the fall. And it was just it's been an incredibly rough fall for U.S. military forces and the U.S. occupation over there with car bombings and attacks, the deaths of civilians and soldiers alike. So it was a top priority. And certainly for the 4th Infantry Division and Special Forces, it's been their main task in the Tikrit area. They've encircled some towns and villages. They've instituted ID checks. They were checking cars. And many were frustrated they hadn't captured him sooner, but it certainly was a top priority.
What does this say, perhaps, of the kind of existence that Saddam Hussein has been leading for the last 8 months?
Well, I think it's pretty safe to say that, the idea that he was pulling the strings daily on resistance, is not true. He was bearded, disheveled. He looked awful. He's, they're holed out in a basement, probably being helped, with daily food and water by friends and supporters. But in terms of actually funding or tactically coordinating some of these attacks, it looks from the evidence so far that he likely played a small role, if any role in that. But more will come out over the next few days to try to find out. He is described as being cooperative and talkative, although we don't know how far that's going to go. Maybe he will be able to provide some crucial intelligence about resistance cells, about funding, about ammunition and armaments and other things.
That was my next question to you. What information does the Pentagon want to get from Saddam Hussein? What kinds of questions are they asking him?
Well, it's interesting. An analyst earlier in the day on our show said, maybe they could cut a deal with him, essentially, where he kind of calls on his supporters to call off the resistance. I'm not sure that's likely anytime soon, but it's an interesting thought because he does obviously hold such sway over his supporters and the Saddam Fedayeen, many of whom, have said they would die for Saddam. So they would try to find out as much as they can about how these cells may have been organized and who is currently funding them. It's interesting to point out that some of these cells, some of these resistance folks have said, to talk to journalists and said, we're not for Saddam. This is not our sole reason for being. The resistance has taken on a life of its own outside of the Ba'ath Party and Saddam Hussein. So some of these cells are operating out of a sense of, nationalistic hatred of the U.S. occupation. So it's not clear that, this will do that much to end them.
A lot of speculation, questions in the run-up to the war and certainly during the prosecution of the war have been about weapons of mass destruction. Does this provide the opportunity to determine once and for all whether or not they actually exist in Iraq?
Well, certainly U.S. military officials are going to try to, you know, get as much intelligence as they can from Saddam about that. But I think given his history, he's hardly expected to, you know, point to the hole where they're hidden if there are any weapons of mass destruction. But they're certainly hoping they can get information, at least about past programs that he may have had and about what happened right before the war.
We know that Saddam Hussein is being held by the Americans and being questioned by the Americans, but is there any indication of what's going to happen to him next?
Well, that's right. He's being held in an undisclosed, you know, secret location. He's allegedly being interrogated. A member of the Iraqi Governing Council, Ahmed Shalabi, said Saddam will be tried in a civil court in public so that all Iraqis can see the full extent of his horrendous crimes, but I don't think that that's been officially announced, Leanne, yet, that this would be, you know, certainly no trial date has been set, but it looks like they're leaning towards trying him under the new Iraqi Governing Council, you know, trial authority.
NPR's Eric Westerveld. Eric, thank you very much.
Glad to be here.
Just to recap, former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein was captured in a raid late last night by members of the 4th Infantry Division, and he is now being held by Americans in Iraq and being questioned by Americans in Iraq. Our coverage will continue.